This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton on Tuesday evening doled out stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus crisis as he made a case for voters to pick Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris in the November election. Speaking of Trump, Mr. Clinton said just one thing never changes, his determination to deny responsibility and shift the blame. In contrast, Clinton said Biden would be a, quote, go-to-work president, a down-to-earth, get-the-job-done guy. Former President Jimmy Carter also delivered remarks Tuesday, calling on the nation to opt for a Biden presidency. Biden's wife and political advisor Jill Biden is scheduled to speak Tuesday night as well. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced the Democrats this week and the Republicans next week to abandon in-person festivities of political conventions this year. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the U.S. presidential race, you can visit our website, voanews.com. A West African economic bloc is sealing member states' borders with Mali after mutinous soldiers arrested the president and prime minister on Tuesday. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, says it is also suspending all financial transactions between Mali and its 14 other members and is for now removing Mali from its decision-making bodies. An African Union Commission spokesman says the group strongly condemns the arrests of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and Prime Minister Boubou Sissa and strongly rejects any attempted unconstitutional change of government in Mali. This is VOA News.